This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Massively, they said it's an obsession. Trump is obsessed with doing what he said he would do. Mass resignations, mass firings, spending freezes, hiring freezes, program freezes on new spending. It's incredible how he's delivering. Now, I did extra preparation today, so much that I'm almost not even ready to get on air via what we've been discovering the last few days. Rob Dew was up here late last night. It's coming up later in the broadcast because it's so big, I can't just release this without fanfare. We've discovered studies and more proof that Trump is more than right about the illegals. But first off, here's a key report about some of the spoiled brat brainwashers out there. By Paul Joseph Watson.
Shia LaBeouf is a narcissistic attention whore who has to compensate for all the shitty movies he's been in by constantly acting like a mentally ill thug to get media coverage. His latest art project is a beacon for hysterical anti-Trump millennials to rhythmically chant.
You will not divide us. You will not divide us.
Like cult members. So performance art isn't about opposition to Trump, LaBeouf told the Associated Press. No, this is about rejecting division and uniting people under a peaceful and tolerant message. Right, that'll be why Shia has spent the last week aggressively screaming in the face of anyone who makes fun of his shitty art project.
He will not divide us! 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 He will not divide us!
Culminating in his arrest for violently assaulting someone. Oh, but that was just a neo-Nazi. How dare you defend him? No, it was actually one of Shia's own supporters.
You're saying we're not providers, we're repeating a mantra to each other. I'm still there to show solidarity.
Right, so forget the Trump supporters, forget the 4chan trolls. Shia actually succeeded in creating division amongst his own fans. Shia, preaching against hatred, intolerance, and division is a pretty tough sell when you're the physical embodiment of hatred, intolerance, and division. But it's not really surprising, given that LaBeouf seems to have a habit of getting arrested for assaulting people all over the world. Look at how USA Today reported this. Was Shia LaBeouf's arrest triggered by anti-Semitic trolling? No, that was a completely separate incident that happened 2 days before. He was arrested for assaulting his own supporter.
Dude, if you'll try Shia one more time, he's a Jewish man. That guy just praised Hitler. All Shia did was push him away. I do worse. The
First off, stick to vacuous Instagram selfies, because when it comes to politics,
you're a basic bitch.
Secondly, no, you can't violently attack people because they make Hitler jokes. Did the Charlie Hebdo cartoonists deserve to be slaughtered because they made jokes about Islam? Can I go around punching communists in the face if I get offended over a hammer and sickle? No, because if they don't have a right to free speech, no matter how offensive, then neither do I. That's how it works, dummy. Violently attacking people to advance a political agenda is called terrorism. The fact that I even have to explain this is depressing. Listen, Shia, stop dressing like a homeless person in a lame attempt to appear like an authentic artist. You're not Che Guevara. You're a privileged multi-millionaire Hollywood celebrity on yet another ego trip.
Shia LaBeouf is a rich white liberal who doesn't care.
Surrounding the cult of celebrity. But with this, he will not divide us crap. You're jumping on the anti-Trump hysteria bandwagon created by the establishment media. It's not original. It's not alternative. It's not avant-garde. It's not daring. It's the ultimate example of conformity. It's dumb virtue signaling, and it's only had the effect of creating more division.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, the 27th day of January 2017.
Click the link below.
We'll be right back.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is another broadcast that no one's going to want to miss or need to miss. This doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I basically need to just get off the radio right now and not even be here. Because I need to go into preparing a special report that will completely devastate the globalist. And folks know I don't talk like that unless something is devastating. Devastating. Because they've bet everything in the first week of the presidency on saying Trump's a liar. And the underlying foundation of that is he's lying, saying that 3 million illegals swung the popular vote for Hillary, and then Trump says it's in the studies. Well, we research every day, and so I did find a few studies that backed up his claim, but it was a margin of 4 million up to 20 million, but you couldn't quantify actually how many of those were actually fraud. Or how many of those were actually voting? And then, of course, there's Electoral College, where they admit illegals, get more congresspeople for those states just off the census, and so that swings. But we found other studies that no one has covered and that have gotten no attention by prestigious universities and political science departments that find exactly what Donald Trump said. And I'm starting to figure him out. He baits them. He puts stuff out knowing it's the truth, but just him saying it lets them lie about him and then lets the truth come out. It's crazy. It's exactly what Trump said. By the way, he went with a low number. You have the Electoral College numbers. We're talking about in the last decade more than 10 million people in key demographic states like Florida, California, it's more than 10 million, and New York, most of them illegal, into the Electoral College so that those states that have higher populations get apportioned more House members. And so that right there gives the Democratic Party more votes in Congress and more control and more funding. So you start looking at it, Trump's given us a low number. And then, while I'm busy last night and this morning with Rob Due, breaking out in sweats, this information is so powerful, I'm going to break down at the bottom of the hour, that Rob's in there working on a special report, and so is McBreen. I go to drudgereport.com, and there's this big old enchilada. Washington Times, Trump argument bolstered. Clinton received 800,000 votes from non-citizens. Another study found. So, and they were looking at different data in a different area. It's everybody knows the Democrats said their battle plan to win was to get illegals to vote. Hell, that's in Bloomberg. I've got that right here. That's what's so frustrating. Everybody knows that. And then they try to get illegals to be able to vote in all these states, and they try to get rid of ID laws. So we know that's their plan, and they tell us, no, Obamacare is free. No, Hillary's going to win the election. No, 2 plus 2 equals 5. No, 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 no. But the truth is, I'm trying to do the math, and I've got statisticians that are about to look into it, breaking all this different data together, but it looks like 8 million dead people and illegals voted in the last election if you add population growth to the 2012. Because it was about 7 million voting illegally then. So maybe 8, 9, 10 million now? Like double, triple what Trump says? You cannot make this stuff up. No wonder they're so scared of it going, everyone knows no illegals are voting. Everyone knows no one's voting with dead people's names. Everyone knows the moon is made of cheese, delicious Swiss cheese. Everybody knows that Hillary Clinton is in great physical shape. Why, she's in the best shape of any woman ever. Why, she can climb Mount Everest in a single bound, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. She can leap over her lesbian girlfriends in a single bound. So that's all coming up. But first, I'm going to hit you with a special report while I catch my breath, because my heart's going boom, 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 because I've got it all right here, and I want to present it and roll it out for you. Maybe I should wait to the middle of the next hour. I've got another guest scheduled to come up, but I always want to have a guest host come in here and just cover the show while I just try to go through all this, because I've got it all here, but I want to get some math numbers on this. I mean, this is just, it totally proves what Trump's been saying. I'm going to give you the studies, all of it. But let's go ahead and go to a special report that's up on Infowars.com that is so important to get out to everybody. Emergency alert, communist Chinese now taking over U.S. media and attacking President Trump. This is unprecedented. Here is this emergency red link report on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This will bring them down if you put this out as well.
It's been said that truth is stranger than fiction, and now it's coming true. In just the last few weeks, Communist China has openly sent their president to the Davos Forum and called for China to run a world government that blocks the United States recovery and that stops President Trump. And now they're even advising the MSM on how to censor the independent press in this country. But it gets even worse. The communist Chinese government is now buying up the major Hollywood studios and openly producing movies where President Trump is a dictator and needs to be overthrown. In the last decade, China has been producing more and more of its films to be palatable to the communist Chinese. In fact, the unelected communist dictatorship has been dictating how films are actually produced and how they're edited. They've been even controlling the plots of films and demanding that movies like Red Dawn, the remake, not be released because it criticized China. They had to go back and cut China out and re-release it. So this problem's been getting worse and worse over the years, but now it's gone to a whole new level. In the last few months, it's been reported that communist China-backed billionaires have been buying up controlling interest in the major six production studios in Hollywood. Now, Hollywood has been very anti-family, very anti-gun, very anti-American for a very, very long time. But now, with the communist Chinese and a foreign power getting a controlling interest in major studios, we are looking at a clear and present danger to the very sovereignty of our country. Mr. President, you have been falsely accused. I've been accused. Former Congressman Ron Paul has been accused, and many others, of being secret Russian agents. Maxine Waters even claimed that Putin told you in your ear that Hillary was crooked.
If they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy, and the way that he basically, you know, described her in the campaign, I think that is something that would put the question squarely on the table whether or not he should be impeached.
Of course, all of that now has been debunked as completely false. But the real threat, the outside power, is communist China coming in and taking control of Hollywood and a lot of news media as well in the United States with tens of billions of dollars they're spending. You've talked about monopolies being threats inside the United States. What about the communist Chinese having a monopoly over Hollywood and the news and information we see coming out of corporate fake news? It was already unreal to witness the communist Chinese government, including their president, being interviewed by major U.S. newspapers, lecturing us on how media that supported Trump was fake news and should be shut down. These were foreign powers openly coming in and getting involved in our election process, while the very same traitor media was claiming the Russians were the ones behind Trump's support. It's just crazy. They do in public everything they claim that we're doing. And now we see what the communist Chinese are doing with their takeover of Hollywood that is almost totally complete. They are producing blockbuster films with $100+ million budgets produced by people like Michael Bay and directed by him, where Donald Trump is a dictator villain that must be overthrown. In the film, a U.S. soldier is hired by a loving communist Chinese billionaire to go in and get his family out from the tyrannical United States and to lead the American people in an uprising against little America. That's right. Hollywood's producing films telling us that America is little under President Trump. No country has ever survived such treason if it's not answered. No country has ever put up with foreign outside powers coming in and taking over their media and their theater systems. That is the heart of any informational or propaganda system. This is truly an information warfare coup that the communist Chinese, with their globalist and liberal cohorts, are attempting. Mr. President, it is not just your right. It is your duty to call out communist China for what they're doing and to tell Hollywood that the American people are not going to sit on the sidelines while they engage in this demoralizing anti-free speech takeover. Because the communist Chinese are an outside power, and they say we shouldn't have speech. Well, they sure don't have a right to come in as a foreign power and buy up our media and then propagandize us domestically. Mr. President, I know you have the power to shut down this foreign takeover cult. But the press would claim you were violating the free speech of the communist Chinese, who don't let their own people have free speech, and who execute Falun Gong Buddhists for basically practicing yoga in their own homes. I think, personally, the best thing to do is to use your bully pulpit to expose this tyranny and to point out they're doing everything they claimed that the Russians did in the election. But regardless of what you do, Mr. President, the American people need to take action and boycott these Hollywood production houses that are engaged in attempts to cause a civil war in this country. To be clear, the communist Chinese have almost completely taken over Hollywood illegally. This is a massively traitorous move by Obama allowing this to happen. And now they are producing not just this film, but other films that all portray President Trump as a loser that causes the downfall of our country. These people want us to fail. They want to kill the Republic forever. They want to discredit the idea of a free, open society. And we've got to stand up against it and speak out against it. I know they've jumped the shark. They've really stepped in it here. If we stand up and point out that they think we're so brain dead, they think we're such zombies that they would attempt to put out movies like this. It's so sad to see how far Hollywood's fallen. They are so desperate to dominate this country that even at the Davos Forum, we see the communist Chinese unelected president promising the globalists that he'll be able to bully America into submission and that he'll be able to complete their world government when China is tottering on the edge of collapse. In closing, President Trump deserves all our prayers. We've got the Washington Post calling him Hitler for the stock market gaining $2 trillion on exuberance and optimism and calls for tax cuts and cutting regulations. We've got Madonna calling for the White House to be blown up. We've got thousands of other publications calling for similar things. And he's got the courage and the will to stand up against this tyranny and be so strong. And I'm asking you, Mr. President, to call out the communist Chinese for oppressing their own people and attempting to bully you and the rest of us into submission. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. All right, folks, there is so much to cover, obviously, here. After the next break, I'm going to go into new evidence that's actually old evidence backing up Trump's claim. And there's other studies that have now been recently done by major universities in Virginia just in the last a few months since the election, showing the similar trend of illegals voting. We know illegals are voting, but they look at us and tell us no illegals are voting. That's crazy. But the New York Times said so, even as the Democrats pass laws in their states that get killed by governors that are illegal to let illegals vote. This is crazy. Trump embraces conspiracy theorists to promote illegal vote claim. And they're all over CNN, they're all over the New York Times saying, he learned this from Alex Jones. As if that discredits Trump, saying, I'm the only place where this is being reported. And then you go to Paul Watson's article from last year, it's Pew Research, it's other university studies, and now we just went and found a bunch of others last night, and separately, the Washington Times found another one and published today. So what's happening is, everybody's digging now that the president's called for an investigation, and it's proving everything he said more. But that's coming up in the next segment. Separately, they're engaging in all this new deception where they take things I'll say in a Facebook mentions or out of a four-hour radio show and go, look, Jones is lying. He says he's been given White House press credentials, but they haven't issued press credentials yet, and the White House says they haven't issued them to Jones. And you go back to what I said, it's, I don't even know if I want to go to D.C., or have a bureau there. It costs so much money, and you know we don't want to be really part of D.C., but now that Trump's there, it'd be good to be able to cover what the enemy media is doing. And I've been contacted by people that have credentials previously and who've been in Washington bureaus, who are very prominent household names in the media, who want to work with us. And I've been contacted by a lot of other people that'll be announced very, very soon. It's just it depends whether I want full-time people there or part-time. But we're looking at it, okay? And obviously, yes, people involved with the Trump operation have said, wow, we'd love Watson to be here. Is he going to come? It's like, hey, when are you coming?
And I say, yeah, we're going to get our credentials. Turns into Jones is a big liar. He's not media. He's not allowed to go. He's not allowed to be there. You know what? That's it. I made the decision this morning just because of MSM that we're going to go ahead and probably just set up a whole bureau in D.C. and just totally dominate. How's that sound? This is what you want. This is what you get. You say we're liars. You say we can't do this. Just watch who we have working for us in our D.C. bureau. Just watch and just wait. I'm going to leave it at that right now. But it's just so much fun to rub these liars' noses in it. Now, separately, Trump is completely delivering a dizzying pace. So CNN says he's obsessed, or it borders on obsession, doing what he said he'd do, as his Gallup poll goes up and up and up. And listen to this quote of Trump. He says, think of everything we can achieve and remember who we must achieve it for, Trump told Republican lawmakers Thursday in Philadelphia. Now we have to deliver. Enough all talk, no action. We have to deliver. Then they act like it's a bad thing. He got rid of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that we worked secretly to get through over the years. He's building the border wall. He's moving to cut the taxes. He's signing all these executive orders to stop harassing coal plants to get cheaper energy. It's terrible. What are we going to do? And their answer is sabotage. But coming up, while other outlets fact-check Trump's InfoWars provides alternative facts. That's right. While other outlets fact-check Trump, InfoWars provides alternative facts. That's right. They've got articles out that we provided the alternative facts from CNN's gigapixel photo from the dais showing the entire mall filled past capacity with overflow and showed CNN running a clip of when the gates first opened saying that was the full crowd. Yes, that's our alternate facts. No, you are in an alternate reality called Deceptionville. We're in reality-based journalism, which is just common sense. So get used to it and freak out all you want and try to define us as not real. You've defined yourself as a pack of liars. With Don Lemon running around yesterday saying, I don't like to call Trump a liar, but he's just a liar about the 3 million illegals in the election. Really? Well, we have studies showing just that on the other side of this break. But before I go any further, I want to announce one of the biggest sales we've done in a year, specifically on two items. 25% on Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems. System-wide, amazing gravity-fed systems that cut out all the garbage but leave the good minerals in. Simply amazing. Sits right there on your countertop. A bunch of different units at different prices. I think they're showing a unit there for ordering a whole bunch of the units right there. Yeah, how many units is that there? Go ahead and put it back up so I can see the price, please. Okay, that's $147. Leading competitors are over $250 for units that aren't even as good. So 25% off on Alexa Pure Pro water filters. I was seeing $1,400. My eyes are not 2015 anymore. I don't think they're 2020 anymore. I'm getting old here. I'm like, what on earth am I seeing? $1,400? No, it's $140-something dollars. Unbelievable deal. It's a steal at $197. At $147.75 for that particular unit, it's an amazing deal. And your purchase supports the broadcast. And there's also 25% off on all Alexa Pure Breeze air filters at InfoWarsStore.com as well. So for a limited time, we have worked a deal out with our leading manufacturer to give you 25% off, which we'll put back on screen. Both the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system and the Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier at InfoWarsStore.com. I use both of these systems in my home to keep my family safe and healthy. The Alexa Pure filtration system removes up to 99.9999% of bacteria, disinfectants, contaminants, hormones, and more garbage. The Alexa Breeze air filtration eliminates up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants like dust, mold, allergies, flu viruses, and more with its patented technology. These are two of the best systems out there, and they're giving them to you for an absolute lowest price. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and save 25% off on both Alexa Pure water filtration systems and Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Similar systems to the air purifiers cost $500 to $1,000. This is less than $200 when discounted. Same thing with the water filters. Many competitors are $250 for stuff that's not even as good. Ours is $147. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, the vice president for the first time ever just spoke to the big yearly pro-life march in D.C. When Trump did the ABC News interview a few days ago. And he brought up the fact that he was going to be supporting the March for Life. The reporter's mouth hung open. Because if you say, we're against shipping TB and leprosy into the country, you go, to make the audience watching think that's a bad thing. Or the vice president's going to keep his promise and go speak to a major pro-life group. And we're not going to let the public schools teach kids how to be sexually active when they're in the first grade. And we're not going to leave the borders wide open. And we're not going to let foreign governments buy up our media. And we're not going to have unfair trade deals. Again, it's all body language signaling to the viewers that this is a kook. But the mainstream media are the ones that are discredited. They are the ones that have been exposed. And meanwhile, you now have the special relationship back with the UK, and you have the British Prime Minister visiting. So this is a blitzkrieg. He is now less than 7 days out from when he got inaugurated. And in a few hours, it'll be 7 days, and it's already changed the U.S. It's already changed the world. It is amazing the creative destruction we're seeing as they begin to remove this treacherous bureaucracy that is now fighting for its life. The problem is it wanted to bring down what was left of America to secure its dominance. It had to be defeated. And in the 11th hour, it began to happen. The problem is they're planning on plunging the world economy. From Ron Paul to Mr. Dent, they all agree that we're in serious trouble. They are trying to now cut the QE3 to stall Trump's recovery. If they just gave him 6 months, a year longer, it'd be assured. But they're stalling it right underneath his feet. That's why he is accelerating as fast as he can to try to change this. So they're saying it's bad, but we know it's good, and it's what we asked for. Now, before I go any further, I want to play a clip and then come back with the election news proving Trump was right. How Donald Trump changed the presidency in 7 days from CNN. We're going to play that here in just a moment. Here it is.
A new world order. Presidential decrees cascading from President Trump's pen. A border wall with Mexico, kicking off the world's first leadership Twitter spat. Mexico's president announcing on a video they won't pay. Trump firing back on Twitter that it would be better to cancel the upcoming meeting. President Peña Nieto tweets back, I will not attend the meeting scheduled for next Tuesday with the POTUS. Another decree cutting the Trans-Pacific Partnership adrift. The other 11 member nations and the rest of the world now figuring out what it means for them.
We must not underestimate what he has in store. He will lead a protectionist, nationalistic program. NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, could be next. And tighter immigration controls for some Muslims.
Then Israel. Total defrost of that White House relationship. Already Israel announcing plans to expand settlements. America's regional allies scrambling to respond. President Trump making good on some of candidate Trump's promises.
I think areas in the South China Sea that are part of international waters and international activities, I think the U.S. is going to make sure that we protect our interests there.
So. His spokesman, tough on China, drawing swift Chinese condemnation.
The United States is not a party to the South China Sea issue. We urge the United States to honor its commitments.
Amidst all this controversy, the first world leader to visit President Trump.
Time and again. It is the relationship between us that has defined the modern world.
British Prime Minister Theresa May trading on historic US-UK bonds to boost business between the two nations. But pushed off message by Trump's latest comments. Torture may be okay. Defending herself before she left the UK.
That we have a very clear position on torture. We do not sanction torture. We do not get involved with that, and that will continue to be our position.
The British leader also facing European pushback on her visit. Concerns Trump is using Britain to divide Europe.
No, what Trump is doing is exposing the globalist. What Trump is doing is pointing out this multinational corporate takeover operation that is going into the nation states and setting up political systems to indebt the populations. Now, let's get into the big news. The New York Times, CNN, every other major corporate establishment publication has come out and said that Donald Trump is a liar. And the first clip I'm going to play in a moment is Don Lemon of CNN yesterday saying he doesn't want to call Trump a liar, but he is. This is the same CNN that lied about WMDs, the same CNN that got caught lying about Obamacare saying it was free or there were no death panels, the same CNN that got caught lying about the polls with Hillary and got caught colluding with her, giving her the questions beforehand. The same CNN that is completely and totally discredited and is a giant, to use Trump's term, pile of garbage, pile of deception. And there are literally hundreds of publications out today saying that Trump gets his information from InfoWars concerning the 3 million illegals voting. That does two things. It implies that we're bad information, and it also implies that Trump's bad because he got his information from a bad place. No. InfoWars has reported what Pew Research has shown, that millions more may have voted, and that tens of millions of, quote, dead people may be having their identities used. We have other studies showing upwards of 3 million that have voted in past elections. We have giant public Democratic Party programs to get illegals registered, to not have them use IDs, and to pass laws in states that have been killed only by governors. It's gotten all the way to governors to legalize, quote, immigrants voting. And some cities like San Francisco say they do it regardless and let you vote. So organized racketeering fraud is going on. You have this wall of disinfo, including on Fox News, saying, well, Trump's right. There are a bunch of illegals that could vote. There are dead people who have been taken off the rolls, but there's no proof. Now, that's Fox regular. Fox Business has told the truth and shown the Pew Research. We're going to play some of that. But here's the new news today. We found this a few days ago, major university studies, two different ones, George Washington and, of course, Old Dominion, and we're building a special report that was going to air today on this. Separately, one of the same universities, Old Dominion, came out in the Washington Times today and has already looked in the last 2 months at this election and found massive numbers in a limited sample. 800,000 illegals voting. And that's not even a complete sample of the whole country. So the new news is we have found two university studies finding 2.8 million or more, depending on how you look at the demographics, voting in a previous election. And with demographics of illegals going up, it shows even higher, showing his number of 3 million to be low. But it gets more insane. I'm giving you a synopsis before I show all the facts. The Democrats have bragged in internal fundraising letters in 2008, in 2012, and publicly in Politico and Bloomberg, and I have them, saying our secret weapon is illegals. Our secret weapon is illegals to vote, but also to be in the census so that those Democrat states get more House members. And then that means a higher number in the Electoral College, meaning a higher vote tally in the election. And the number, it appears, conservatively, is between 7 and 10 million added to the Electoral College, which shows Trump conservatively at 10 million illegals and dead people voting. By the way, that's not even counting the dead people, because you've got Democrats with a big list going out who are citizens voting repeatedly. They also use illegals, poor people, you name it. So Trump keeps focusing on the illegals and again, I've been pouring over this for months, well, years, but really for months on it every day. Most studies show that the illegal voting, the voter fraud, but again, it's election fraud because it's organized on top. It's both, is probably double citizens going around doing it. They've actually had trouble getting illegals to go out and engage in fraud because, let's face it, the average illegal from wherever they come from just doesn't want to get picked up, doesn't want to be arrested, wants to lay low. So they're trying to get illegals to go out and vote. That's why they're trying to get laws passed so they'll go do it. They're like, no, senor, no. But you get these Democrats, mainly white, urban and city voters, and they will go engage in fraud all day long. And I'm just telling you who does it. Just like that Million Woman March, it's probably a million. I was there. I'm not going to lie like they do and say nobody was at the Trump deal or nobody was at theirs. It was huge. I was there. And it was almost all white women. That's the demographic that just have a chip on their shoulder. They have this weird guilt complex, so they go to the other extreme and are screaming, you're an effing white male. You're the problem. I hope you die. I mean, they are ready to do anything. They were putting hijabs on. The group running it It now is connected to torture and murder of people and genital mutilation. They were out handing out hijabs that were American flags in front of me. I didn't know it was a national movement or that was who was running it. And the police were wearing the weird hats and not stopping them from beating people up. I mean, it was just crazy. So Trump needs to clean out who's been put in charge there in D.C. But going back to the facts, because you can't make this up. This is just so massive. This is so massive that when you add the Electoral College, because again, the illegals get picked up by the census, that then gets added as apportionment in the House for members of the House. That's why California has the most House members, Texas second, and then it goes, what, New York, Florida. Think about that. And then when you vote in that state, that then your vote counts more because of the apportionment under the Electoral College. So Trump has been proven right in a whole new way. And then it's not Alex Jones saying it. It's the Democratic Party in their own fundraising memos saying, don't worry, this is our secret weapon. And then you've got Politico, Bloomberg, and the New York Times. I forgot that one. All bragging in 2008, in 2012, in 2014 in midterms, and now in 2016. Whoa. So we're codifying all this with graphs, numbers, the studies, all of it into a big report. But I'm live here on the radio breaking this down for radio audience. Let me now show some proof for everybody who is watching the Infowars.com/show and TV and cable affiliates out there. Document cam, please. So here's the Washington Post. Without evidence, Trump tells lawmakers 3 to 5 million illegal ballots cost him the popular vote. January 23rd. Now, here's CNN last night, New York Times today. While other outlets fact-check Trump, InfoWars provides alternative facts. Yes, let me show you the alternative facts to Don Lemon just saying we're liars. Trump is a liar. I'm a liar. We're just liars. Ooh, that's a big fancy fact. Oh, look what I have. Oh, I have all these university studies, prestigious political science departments, multiple George Mason University, Old Dominion University. It goes on and on. Oh, I'm about to go over all that for you. Alternative facts. You mean truthful facts. You mean stay up till midnight type facts. And the great part is we're digging up all these studies. And other people have already dug up other ones faster than we can even do it. They're up on DrudgeReport.com right now. So first, let's show Don Lemon. He's arrogant. He's got a nice tie on. He's at CNN. And he just says, oh, it hurts him so bad to say Trump's a liar, but he is. Here is the real liar.
I think that in journalism, our role is not to be stenographers. Yeah. Our role is to be watchdogs. And we have to provide that kind of accountability. And I think when a president or anybody else says something that is verifiably, empirically false, then one has to call him out on it.
Yeah. It's tough to call the president of the United States a liar because you want to respect the office. But I think it does a disservice to the American people and even to the president and even to, you know, journalists not to call it what it is. And it is a lie.
It is a lie. Yes, you are a big fat liar. And we're going to go over that right now. Now, before I get to all the numbers and the latest studies, let's just give you Pew Research, the top research facility organization in the country, drawing from universities, government, you name it. Their numbers are way bigger of who could potentially do it. But again, the Democrats are organizing us. They're getting caught doing it. They're getting caught voting for dead people. They got caught in the last election, got arrested in like 7 different states. But they're just saying it's preposterous. No such thing exists. Just like they said it was preposterous 6 months ago. No one would ever federalize the election. That's tyranny, which Obama's now done. And all 50 state attorney generals, including Democrats, have said it's tyranny and asked Obama to reverse it. Everything I told you happening. Boom, boom, boom. That's why we're exploding and bigger than you, CNN. You are jokers. You are frauds. We're right. You're wrong. We tell the truth. You lie. We're honorable. You're dishonorable. We love America. You hate America. Dirtbag. We have your WikiLeaks. We know you hate the country. You want to conquer us and break our will. Guess what? It didn't happen. And you think I hate it when you lie about me? I love it. People call me. I had a big national talk show host call me last night. I was like, How are you doing under all this attack? I'm doing great. Wow. Time's never been better. Got a bunch of traitorous scum attacking us? So, let's give you some of the background. Here is Pew Research. This is old news. We'll get to the new in a minute. Part of where Trump draws his analysis. Let's go ahead and play that short Fox Business piece.
Pew, 24 million people, one of every eight, voter registrations in the U.S. are no longer valid or significantly inaccurate. More than 1.8 million dead people are listed as voters, so you could use that name. Go ahead and vote. Approximately 2.75 million people, 2¾ million people, are registered in more than one state. So that is outlines, I think, the possibility of voter fraud. Again,
okay, so let's just stop right there. It's proved in these studies going back years. We're going to show you when we come back. But don't forget, we have Project Veritas and all the other investigative journalists with the head of elections in New York saying every election they bus illegals and poor people around to vote dozens of times apiece. Let's not forget we have all the video of the people actually running it for the White House and Hillary admitting the giant fraud and saying F them. Even if we get caught, nothing will stop us. So we're just going to keep piling on. But when we come back, there's just too much evidence. The new info that absolutely proves what Trump's saying, which shows Trump's actually already read these studies and was just baiting them to say he was a liar, knowing it would come out and totally expose them. This is incredible. It's all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. Please spread the articles and all the work.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
The master's hungry.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, let's get into the new meat and potatoes. And again, we're putting together reports with the graphs, the numbers, the facts. We even employ part-time a statistician that works for one of the largest corporations in the world. He has to secretly go over our data for us because, obviously, you know, you can't work with the enemy, the American people, and actually work for a major corporation. That's the way the blackballing works. But we work with multiple statisticians, actually. I'm going to ask Professor John Lott, back today I'm going to call him, and ask him to try to crunch the numbers on the voting. He's one of the top statisticians in the world. He's listed in the top 10 by the big international organizations that are out there. I'm going to ask him to do it as well, because I want to be able to say we have the top statistician looking at this instead of just me. But we have statisticians in these big university studies and corporate studies showing the same numbers year after year, just getting bigger, the same pattern. So, while other outlets fact-check Trump, InfoWars provides alternative facts. Isn't that just special? Well, we actually bought the study. We didn't just read the synopsis. We went and paid the $20 for the major university study. We have George Mason University and Old Dominion University combining their research and their studies. Right here, if you guys are looking for it with the camera. Do non-citizens vote in U.S. elections? This is from January 2014, 2 years ago. And the findings are non-citizen votes likely gave Senate Democrats the pivotal 60th vote needed to overcome filibusters in order to pass health care reform and other Obama administration priorities in the 111th Congress. And then when you get into the actual study, they look at illegals voting and in general elections, but most importantly, illegals also, again, affecting the Electoral College, which the Democrats brag is their secret weapon. The study examines participation rates by non-citizens using a nationally represented sample that includes non-citizen immigrants. We find that some non-citizens participated in the U.S. elections, that this participation has been large enough to change meaningful election outcomes, including federal college, electoral college votes, and congressional elections. Non-citizen votes likely gave Senate Democrats the pivotal 60th vote. And it goes on from there. You can read it for yourself. George Mason University, Old Dominion, very respected political science. Since the audit, non-citizen population in the United States was roughly 19.4 million. The number of non-citizen voters, including both uncertainty based on normality distribution sampling error, the various combinations of verified reporting could range from just 38,000 at the minimum to nearly 2.8 million at the maximum. And it goes on, though, only a limited sample of the country. So they did a full sample be much higher. That's a limited sample as high as 2.8 million. And that study doesn't even deal with the Democrats. This is Politico. This is Politico. October 3rd, 2015. Illegal immigrants could elect Hillary. 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 Let me tell CNN, New York Times. Illegal immigrants could elect Hillary. 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 How non-citizens decrease Republican chances of winning the White House next year. And they talk about the demographic and giving them more electoral college votes in your state by the millions in California alone to win. It's estimated that they've added in just 10 years 4 million people to California that are illegals, not to mention tens of millions nationwide, ladies and gentlemen, over 10 million nationwide. What's that right there? That's, in the Electoral College, a total number for the state that's much higher, proving Trump just on this, just on the Electoral College. Do you understand? He defeated the biggest rigging ever with such a landslide they couldn't stop him. Trump's right. Trump's been proven correct, you lying pack of scum.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income,